Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At $1 billion, Lee, it's already the largest fraud in American history.
And some of the Trump administration is saying it's worse than that.
Yes, Garrett Tenney on Fox News this weekend breaking the fraud may be as high as $8 billion out of Minnesota. That would be $93,000 per Somali immigrant, just so we're clear. It's at $10,000 now. And a lot of these immigrants were collecting on this fraud. Not just the ones who were, convicted. For instance, the autism scam. A lot of people don't realize, yes, somebody was convicted in that, but they were fraudulently signing up Somali kids, presenting fake autism diagnoses. And then the families per kid who went along with this got $500 to $1,500 per month per kid cash. So the immigrant community very much was involved with this. Now, when you look at this, you're starting to realize they're using this billion-dollar fund, okay, this billion-dollar number. I played the Garrett Tenney audio on the other side. They're saying it could go as high as $8 billion total, not $1 billion total. Dr. Oz over the weekend, because, you know, he's over Medicare and Medicaid centers, right? That's what he does for Trump. He's saying, no. The Medicaid fraud alone is $1 billion. So the billion-dollar figure's been applied to the Medicaid fraud, the meals fraud, and there was a third program that defrauded the federal government. He's saying, no. Just the Medicaid fraud is $1 billion.
It's true. A Somali fraud ring in Minnesota stole over $1 billion from Medicaid. How did this happen? Well, Medicaid programs are run by the states, which in Minnesota means the Tim Walz administration. Governor Walz and the state's other Democrats rely on Somali votes to get elected. So they decided to look the other way because they were afraid of, quote unquote, political backlash. Don't take my word for it. That's what a Somali-American fraud investigator told the New York Times. When these scammers realized that nobody was guarding the cash register, they went gangbusters. One program designed to provide housing stabilization assistance to patients ballooned to $104 million, when 4 years ago it was projected to cost only $2.6 million. Some of these taxpayer funds may have even ended up in the hands of a Somalian terrorist group. Scary stuff. When CMS became aware of the housing program situation, Minnesota insisted it could clean up its own mess. A few months ago, it admitted it could not. So we stepped in to shut down the fraud-infested housing initiative.
Okay, so what he said, what Oz said over the weekend was, if the Trump administration's given them a plan to clean up the fraud, if they do not complete it in 60 days, all Medicaid payments will stop because the system is simply so fraudulent you can't put more money into it. Now listen to this, okay? So just the Medicaid part is $1 billion. That doesn't even count the other two programs that convictions have come in, right? So definitely we're going to a few more billion. Now, Oz says, listen to this, there's 12 more Minnesota programs, Lee, that are riddled with fraud. 12 more.
The Dirty Dozen.
Yes.
Today, we're taking action on more than a dozen other programs, which I've outlined in the post below. Our message to Walsh is clear. Either fix this in 60 days or start looking under your couch for spare change because we are done footing the bill for your incompetence.
That's a good one. Oh, boy.
But, what is going on here? Ultimately, this is a dual justice situation.
Yes, it is.
When faced with in-your-face fraud, not according to me, but according to the New York Times, I read it to you in the last segment, Democrats could not move themselves to say, no, you cannot defraud the American people. So what are we looking at? If you are of the right political group, you can break the law.
Right.
If you are of the wrong political group, think Donald Trump, you will face 700 years in prison on trumped up charges. Yeah. This is how their politicized court systems work. And so they are powerless in the face of fraud. You cannot accuse a person who is brown and an immigrant of fraud. But are they committing fraud? Yes, but it doesn't matter. They cannot do it in their, it's a cult at this point. It's a cult.
It is.
I don't know what else to call it. It's not recognizably American. I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
Stephen Miller went wild over the weekend, as you can imagine, lost his mind.
That's putting it lightly.
Yeah, and Trump's deputy chief of staff, who I love.
Yes.
He said, listen, this is already the largest fraud in American history. We are moving into largest fraud in human history territory here.
With all the scams, with pretending that children have autism who are not in fact autistic, with pretending to enroll people in food programs when in fact nobody was ever enrolled, and engaging in massive fraud, lying, and theft and grift on a scale we've never seen before in American history. The total bill, the total tab for this is going to be far beyond the numbers we've already seen reported. We believe the state government is fully complicit in this scheme. And we believe that what we are going to uncover is going to shock the American people. Look, based on the records that we already have, and this is a significant undercount, by the way, 75% of the Somali population in Minnesota is on welfare. But that's likely a significant undercount of just how much of a financial burden the Somali refugee population is imposing
on this country.
So understand, when he says 75%, he's not just saying that's not people for being on welfare. What he's saying is, look, that includes the Somali immigrants who were defrauding the American people by claiming their kids had autism and collecting $500 to $1,500 per kid per month in cash.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So
I could sure use some of that.
I could too. I swear. I mean, it's incredible. So Ilhan Omar is asked about Stephen Miller saying that. Here's her response. She's the Democrat congresswoman who oversees this. She's also a Somali immigrant.
I mean, when I think about Stephen Miller and his white supremacist rhetoric, it reminds me of the way the Nazis described Jewish people in Germany.
Okay.
There you go.
Stephen Miller is Jewish. So's his wife, so are his children. So anyway, yeah. But do you notice here that she, what that tells you, she doesn't have a response to this.
There is no response.
She doesn't. But they did ask her, okay, like, you know, the money that went to Al-Shabaab, you know, the Al-Qaeda terror group in Somalia that got siphoned off. Like, well, whose fault is that exactly? Well, the answer is Ilhan Omar's, because she literally sponsored the legislation to get rid of site visits, any documentation of the money going out, all of it. That was her bill that she sponsored. Okay, so the answer is Ilhan Omar. That's
federal funding without guardrails is what it was.
Yes. But she's asked, hey, you know, Al-Shabaab got this money, this Al-Qaeda terror group. You know, whose fault is that? Listen to this.
Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar responding to her state's massive welfare fraud scandal, pinning the blame not on the criminals, but those working to protect the American people.
If there was a linkage in that the money that they had stolen going to terrorism, then that is a failure of the FBI and our court system in not figuring that out and basically charging them.
So the FBI is responsible for a piece of legislation that they didn't investigate.
Right. When you're the one, again, who got, and by the way, I'm ashamed to admit it had bipartisan support. It's hers that said, hey, we got to shove this money out faster during the pandemic. So we're just going to get rid of all kinds of checks, all sort of verification. And nobody's going to do this. Well, that's why the money went to Al-Shabaab.
Right.
So what she's saying is, hey, listen, we robbed you blind. You didn't catch it. That's on you.
Exactly. Exactly. Boy, what arrogance.
Can you imagine a Republican seeing this?
They would never get away with that.
Oh, my gosh.
Never
it would
get away
never
with
end.
Be driven out of office probably before the end of the week.
And keep in mind, Trump was facing 700 years in prison the rest of his life for nothing. Literally nothing. But this, no big deal. Now, why do you hear this coming up? It's spreading to Maine. Democrats there and Somalis there were committing the same crime. And your mind is going to be blown.
Funny how all these Somalis immigrants are winding up in all these Democrat run states.
Right.
Gee, that's funny.
Yeah. You want to know what's funnier?
I'm sure it's a coincidence.
If you're a Somali warlord and you want to run for president, which requires having a militia, like an armed, like your own army.
You mean in Somalia, not
in
here.
Somalia, yeah, okay. Not here. Right. Yet.
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 Yes,
okay.
Until they change the Constitution.
Right, sure. Yeah, yet. But who knows? I mean, these are Democrat states. Anything is possible.
Exactly.
So if you are a Somali warlord and you need money to build your own army, what do? Well, you find a Democrat state, move there, and defraud the state.
There you go.
What I'm about to tell you is going to blow your mind. It's the next breaking scandal coming up. When Stephen Miller said this is going to shock the minds of the American people, it is. But here, listen, I don't want this to get people upset or make them mad. Here's the thing. If Donald Trump hadn't won, we would know nothing about this. The American people would be robbed blind until there just was no more of the Republic. The fact that we're finding this, yes, it's infuriating, but we can shut it down. That's what winning looks like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.